afternoon, guys, on a beautiful, well, not evening, good evening, guys, on a beautiful Tuesday evening in the warming Arizona sun. Back with the 82nd episode of the 443 podcast. I am Matt, always joined by Reese, except for that brief period where he was gone. I tried to do this myself. Good
Good evening, my friends. Good evening.
evening.
As you could tell, we are not in the comfortable abode of Matt's place. Matt is, of course, but I am at home. I have been ill. Still am feeling kind of ill, but I'm going to push through this with some energy. And
And if you
Matt,
need to tap out, we could always make it shorter.
I'm with you. And Sunday is also Mother's Day, so we'll have to see what the availability is looking like there. But
We're most likely going to have to do it on Monday or Tuesday again because
gotcha.
I got to go visit my mama. Yeah,
Matt, we got a big weekend of some top four implication games. Let's jump right into it. Dating back to Thursday at May 1st, we have Nottingham Forest at home losing to Brentford 2-0, which was a sign to come, as I have been hate watching this team over the last several weeks. And it's not just because I don't want them to make top four. I want to start there. The issue is, Matt, is I don't see anything. How do I put this? Because I don't want to make it seem like a reactionary take, but this team does not do anything especially great. They're very good defensively
Yeah, they're
organized.
7 out of 10 on everything. The
Exactly.
problem is when some teams are, 3 out of 10 on passing, 6 or 10 out of 10 on scoring, and 4 out of 10 on defense, a 7 out of 7 team did really good. But now City's back, Chelsea are somewhat back, Newcastle's back, Villa is kind of back. And it's like Arsenal's falling and Forest are falling. And Liverpool, I think they're just going to enjoy their guard of honors.
And we'll get into the predictions, but I'm not worried too worried for you guys. I think you guys will coast.
Well, the thing that saved me was an Arsenal podcaster put out something because, like, everything on social media is like Arsenal could finish seventh and then lose the Champions League final, and their season's been a complete waste. But what I realized is he points out, he goes, no, Chelsea, Newcastle, and who's the other team in the mix? I think it's Villa and City kind of all have to play each other. So it's not like all those teams can get all the points. All Arsenal has to do is pick up one and watch everyone else beat each other up.
Exactly. Chelsea plays Newcastle and Forest in two of their final three games.
Yeah,
So a lot
everyone's
of.
kind of playing each other, he said. He went over the schedule, and I was like, "Oh, it's not like their games are guaranteed." I mean, Liverpool might roll over for everyone else, but I don't even know who they're playing for the rest of the season.
Exactly. Into the Friday slate.
Besides
Credit to Brentford, by the way.
us.
Credit to Brentford, by the way. There was a solid performance from them. As always, defensively structured, playing on the counter, and their two goals were the
Thomas
counterattacks.
Frank needs a good job, man. He does a good job. He needs a bigger job.
I'm with you. Into the Friday slate, we have the Death Star, that is Manchester City, slowly rolling back into form, slowly floating across the atmosphere, and they are
Is
now
like
at Wolves.
that scene in the original Star Wars where the beam is ticking along
Thank you.
as the
Thank
planet
you.
moves its orbit. Because
Thank you.
we have a real situation where they could go in second. And
Definitely a
then,
possibility.
But
Now, into the game itself, I saw Kevin De Bruyne's goal. I mean, it's just the dude, man.
I had this on in the background at work. I missed the goal, but I saw the replay. I saw the play leading up to it, but it was just like it just kind of they seemed Thanos-y, where it just seemed inevitable. Wolves are safe. They just didn't have any answers. City just kept coming at him, and he knew eventually one of them was going to go in.
The only critique I have for the City performance is they didn't seem like they wanted it that much. They only had two shots on goal, 9 attempts. Wolves only had one shot on goal, six attempts. And it just wasn't really an entertaining game. And from City, I'm used to seeing 23 shots, seven on target. Now they are without obviously the Terminator, but I don't know. Just something to keep an eye on moving forward if something does change.
That's one of those things. That's why I had to, for the City Paris Saint-Germain game, I had to take off work is because it's so hard to pay attention to a game when you're doing your job, especially the job you and I have where I had the hands to have to talk to people. I have to focus on what I'm doing. And then I come back, I stop, and I just want to watch the game. And then I'm leaving, and suddenly, like, somebody like Kylian Mbappe or Erling Haaland has the ball. Or I wasn't in this game, but you know what I'm talking about. And then you can't pay attention to it. You can't see what happened. You can kind of look down every couple seconds, but you can't really get the full picture of what's going on. And it just raises my anxiety levels.
Exactly. And you're talking about the Arsenal PSG
We're
game
just
last
talking
weekend?
about that game. I had to. I came and decided I was going to come back to work for the second half, because it was just weirdly the games are weirdly placed on the weekdays for me with my new schedule, and I was like, you know what, I got to call out. I can't do that.
No help from the European countries for the American friends who have to work the 9-to-5 job, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm taking off a half day tomorrow because I just want to. Am I going to have a mental breakdown? I want to have it after I get out, the game finishes, and then I don't want to have to jump back on a call and,
Stress about
you know,
work.
like fake be nice, because people can tell. I can always tell. I spoke to somebody on the phone. I could just tell they were having a bad day, and they were just faking being nice.
I will say though, Matt, if for the people listening, Matt is top five literally in the world customer service people. Just keep that in mind.
Every now and
And
then, I say top 20. I shift in and out. I'm good at my job, but some days you can just tell where I'm like,
get
I'm
off my
there,
lawn.
but I'm not doing a bad job. I'm giving you an 8 out of 10, but an 8 out of 10 is still better than a lot of people.
Gotcha.
But let's get on to move on to we doing Fulham Villa next.
Yes, sir. Into the Saturday slate, we have Villa defeating Fulham 1-0, a lone goal from Yuri Tielemans to keep them in the top five race. They pretty much shot up out of nowhere, Matt. I remember early in the first half of the season, we were talking about being worried for the good evening. And ever since the Champions League against PSG, it seems like they've been pretty much unstoppable. The fans in the
Well,
Villa
they
Stadium
were.
have been going 10 times harder.
Well, what's funny is because they were having these. They were a very peak and valley team because they did beat Bayern Munich. They finished in the top eight of the Champions League. I mean, there's a lot of teams that we discuss that did not finish there. PSG didn't finish there. Real Madrid didn't finish there. Did Bayern Munich finish there? I don't think they did. They had to do a play-in, right? Yeah. And Villa did. So we have to give respect to them. They were the league. I think they were suffering what Newcastle did, where they were a better team. They were putting in work in the Champions League because Unai Emery is the tournament whisperer. And I could have sworn they might have won that game against PSG, but the league form suffered. Now they're out of it. They focused everything on the league.
Your
That
team has
Bayern
been
Munich game was all just heart and grit, and I loved it. I did not want either team to win, but watching it, man, I was just like, dude, Unai got in these guys' head. He was like chirping in their ear like Paul Heyman.
my bad. Sorry about that.
Guys, he put up the one for his tribal chief.
He got work though, allegedly. Allegedly. I don't know about the logistics of what's going on nowadays, but anyways, Matt, I do
Guy
have a
makes good money to sit at home most of the year. Hats off
does.
to him. We all would wish we could have that spot.
And he's got
But
unmatchable
shout out
really
to
quickly
Yuri. He's a player that I really love when he does good, man. Or he's a player that I love on a team that I don't like.
I
And
remember when
I
you
always
guys were
want
at
the best for him,
Liverpool.
unless he's playing the Arsenal or Chelsea for Reece's sanity.
Thank you. I remember when you guys were heavily linked to him a couple summers ago, and it felt like it was inevitable at one point, but
I
Villa
bought
makes
all of his rookie cards. They're
it.
still in my box in my room.
Hey, now that he got the goal against Fulham, could be a sign of things to come for Yuri. Maybe sell
Absolutely.
those for a few dollars. All righty, guys,
Where are we
let's
heading
jump.
next?
Let's jump into the next game. We got Everton drawing Ipswich 2-2. Entertaining game. I was only able to watch the one of the goals. I believe it was Enciso. Great goal, but what were your thoughts on this, Matt?
This was a game I wished I could have watched, like, all the way, but I had to get my errands done before the Arsenal game. Paco requires his mandatory Saturday morning long walks
Of course, of
to
course.
visit all of his friends, and I had to go out during this game. And it's not, I don't want to say worrying, but it does put a little like, kind of like, huh, because Everton should have won this game. I wish I could have watched it in the flow of the whole thing. I wish I had time because I want to see why Everton didn't win this game. Ipswich Town is nothing to fight for. Everton doesn't really have much to fight for, but it just seemed like this should have been a game that Everton walked away with.
I've never seen, at least in the last 3 to 4 years of watching Everton, them blow a 2-0 lead. This is a team who we talk about as one of the best defensive structured
Except for
teams.
that 2 years ago when they were like fighting off relegation against a big team, but never against a
That's true.
relegated team.
That's true. You're right. But we
They
always
can
talk
blow
about.
two against Newcastle, Arsenal, City, but I've never seen them do it against a relegation team
Yeah,
in recent years.
We talk about this team being a very defensively structured, organized group, no matter who the manager has been. So I 100%, I think that's a great point, Matt. Definitely something to keep an eye on. Credit
Because
to the switch.
the highlight video made it seem like it was an open-ended game, but I have a feeling it wasn't because it was very short.
I
Usually
agree.
when they're under 7 minutes, usually means that the only things that really matter were the goals. And that kind of worries me because you couldn't see what Everton, were they not pushing? What was going on? But
End of
yeah,
the next game here. I'm with
giving
you.
up a 2-0 lead is not good for David Moyes' teams.
I'm with you, Matt. Matt, let's do this next game pretty short and easy, but we do got to talk about one thing. We got Leicester beating Southampton 2-0. This game,
Oh, is this the
obviously.
whistle? Oh, the whistle. Shh, shh.
Please, to the people who had seen that song, don't copyright us. I will say, Matt, before we get into it.
Oh, I just did the hook.
No,
There's
no.
nothing illegal about the hook. Now, if I played the beat for more than a second, then I'm doing it. But you can quote a hook. You can quote a
Oh,
hook.
yeah.
There's nothing illegal against it.
I know. I'm joking. I'm joking. This
Yeah.
was Leicester's first home win in a while. I don't remember the last time they won a home game,
Can
but.
you explain to me why he blew? Like, what was this? So, guys, we're talking about Jamie Vardy. The referee gets injured at some point, gets knocked down, and Jamie Vardy steals the whistle and blows it for a foul for his
Yeah.
team.
The ref has his hands in his head and the whistle's barely poking out of his hand, out of his head, basically, with his hand, on his face. All Vardy does, instead of checking up on him, saying, "Hey man, you all right?" Like, this guy could have been having a heart attack for all we know. But he
But
takes his
if he
hand,
had a
opens his
stroke, I would love to see the PR people from Leicester trying to like do that. Jamie was having a stroke. Jamie's drinking a Red Bull at the press conference. He goes, "I Blinds was just stepped in." I bet that's what he would say.
No, 100%. So
Oh, he'd be like Punk. He's like, should have done something about it. CM Punk for you guys who aren't wrestling fans. That's
So when he takes his hand, he blows into the whistle, and then he just does like the little fuck off thing, like how people do when they don't like what the ref says. Oh my gosh. But hey, that is Vardy, we're gonna miss you, brother.
He's only had like 3 games left in the Premier League. I don't know where he's going. There's rumors he might go to United, Tottenham
Really?
Hotspur. They're all over the place. West Wrexham, Birmingham City. They're all over the place.
I don't see
MLS is
him.
apparently in the mix now.
I don't see him coming to a Premier League side just at his age, but maybe like a team that gets newly promoted, possibly. But I do see MLS as an option for sure.
The Saudi League has been touted. I don't know if Jamie could handle Saudi the way he drinks.
Yeah, 100% no. Matt, any final thoughts on Leicester Southampton before we move on to your game?
Not really. All right, are we skipping over Arsenal Bournemouth and we're gonna cover that later?
We're going to cover that shortly, yes, but we ended the Sunday slate. We got Brentford beating Manchester United in a very entertaining 4-3 game. Matt's prediction stands strong.
1 point each. Each
One
team
thing.
in the final games can get a win, and I still win the bet.
Yep. Matt is guaranteed Chili's for free.
I'm guaranteed Chile's probably for Champions League Saturday.
There you go. I will say, though, one thing I
I would
will
love to
let
watch my Arsenal eating greasy fries and some Southwest egg rolls.
One thing I will be happy for United is Mason Mount got on the score sheet. I feel like it's been a while since we've even said his name. Somebody that moved for £70 million at one point. But Matt, what were your thoughts on this game?
I couldn't believe that Man United was able to throw. Well, here's the thing, man. Everybody but Arsenal heavily rotated their sides this weekend. That I know of. I don't know how Inter and Barcelona did, but I know that Arsenal didn't. PSG did. Tottenham did. You guys did, and Manchester United did. Everyone who's basically in European stuff did it. And it's a heavily rotated side, but they still play Garnacho, Diallo, and I just couldn't believe this was like tick for tack from what I'm looking at it. Mount scored, then Shaw scored, then another 33 minutes, Kevin Shade scored, and then he scored again, and then Wissa scored, and then Garnacho and Diallo score in the last like 15 minutes of the game, 10, 15 minutes to like try to bail them out. And I can't believe that Brentford gave up. Within 10 minutes, gave up 2 goals.
Yeah, and that's what it's one thing I was going to mention is I'm very happy for Ahmad. He was injured for most of the season, and this was his first game getting minutes back. But I agree with you. I mean, United rotated heavy, so you can't really put too much fault on Amorim, I would say. He did say in the post game, I remember him saying that the loss was a reflection of our season. I was like, damn, that's a bar, but damn.
Yeah. I remember I sent you something that said the next like 10 Premier Leagues predicted by AI, and it had Man United winning it last year. And you said something about somebody else winning. I'm like, no, Reese, the real thing here is that this Man United team is going to win the Premier League next year. I don't even think you caught it.
Hey, you sent it to me on a Monday. I was in the
Oh,
office.
yeah.
So I looked at my phone. I saw Brighton listed, and I didn't even notice in 2026 it had
Yeah,
Manchester
Manchester United win the Premier League. Oh no, and I asked, so I was working on my book. I needed I don't paste what ChatGPT gives me, but I kind of have it go,
Use
hey,
it as
give
a
me three
reference.
paragraphs of a sample of what these facts mean, so I can kind of get the juices flowing on good sentence structure and what it considers good. And then I kind of take those three with my research and plug it in. And I was using it and I asked it, hey, who's gonna win the Premier League for the next 3 years? ChatGPT said they're going to win 2027.
See, Matt, at this
Because
point,
next year's Arsenal, next year after that's Man City United, and then Liverpool win it again.
it's just because Manchester United is like the only team that
Yeah.
Americans and AI, that's like the first team that would pop up for AI if you ask, name a football team, you
Well,
know?
because what it does is I bet it analyzes the previous champions. And they're the, when you say Premier League, if you say top flight English, I guarantee it would probably be a little bit different.
For sure. Next game up here, guys. We got Brighton drawing Newcastle 1-1. This was a huge result for the top five race as this drew certain teams level on points with Newcastle. What were your thoughts on this?
This one shocked me because I think this one was on pretty dang early because I
Yeah.
got up to watch your game. I wanted to watch the Liverpool or Chelsea Liverpool match, and I caught the end of this one and I couldn't believe what was happening. I thought Newcastle would have ripped them apart, and I think I predicted that too.
Yeah, me as well. They barely escaped too, Matt. It wasn't even like a deserved draw. Maybe it was a deserved draw overall, but it was 1-0, and they get a penalty in the 89th minute. And this was after like there was three previous penalties that were called for Newcastle, and they were reversed. So, Matt, I was worried that this penalty wasn't going to happen for them at this point with all the previous reversals that happened in that game. It was
That's
crazy.
bonkers, dude. I watched the so reading the box score and watching the recap on this game presented entirely different things. Because when you read the events, they don't show you the penalties in the NBC Sports' recap of it, the possible penalties that were given away. But when you read it, there's reviews and it's like review for penalty denied. Review. I was like, what the heck? Like.
There was three of them, dude. It was crazy.
And because I remember I saw something where some Newcastle fan I followed, the True Geordie guy, and
Yeah,
he
the
was like
big dude.
losing his stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, this isn't showing what he said. So now I think when I watched them, I have to watch them on my big monitor in my room and put the events, like the timeline, next to what I'm watching. So I can, if I'm trying to play catch up and kind of see, because this game kind of showed me that Newcastle fans were ready to like riot.
But I mean, outside of that, Matt, I think this makes the Sunday game even more important. I think if both teams can salvage a draw and finish strong to their season, then you could be looking at the two top five teams for Chelsea and Newcastle. But Matt, as of right now, this Chelsea Newcastle this weekend's looking like the biggest game of the season for these top five teams. So I'm very excited for it. But Matt, are you ready to move on to the third to last game, my friend?
Is that
Fourth.
West Ham
Fourth.
Tottenham?
Yes, sir. We got West Ham drawing Tottenham 1-1.
Can't believe
Even this.
Tottenham didn't beat them.
You
If
see,
we have
Matt,
any Tottenham listeners, I apologize.
No, I'm going to disagree with you on this one, Matt. I'm on the other side, bro.
Oh.
How is West Ham not beating the Spurs side? Because I'm looking at who started for them.
Yeah, I
Yeah, you
know
got
that.
Kulusevski. Yeah, you got Tell. You got Basuma. But then you start, I don't know, Danso, Odegaard. I mean, come on, dude. What are we doing here?
Well, so what I noticed with the Man United and Tottenham is that the buzz around their fan bases is, and I kind of want to watch the games on Thursday. I'm going to try and get them on in the background while I'm working because I'm worried that these two teams might be so cocky and their fan bases might be so cocky. I guarantee it's probably you play these games 100 times. Maybe Spurs and United lose maybe 5 of them, and 5 out of 100 they go to shootout. But the 90 out of 100 they're both winning it and moving on. But the way they're both like the fans are like, we're in a European final, we're in a European final too, and Arsenal's out. And I'm like, guys, the second legs haven't played yet.
And also, these teams are going to meet each other in the final. So
Yeah.
one of your fan bases is either going to let the team win their first trophy since like literally before I was born. And guys, I'm like literally older than life itself. So
Well, to
like,
be fair though, Manchester United have won it in the time we've been Premier League fans. They won the league.
I'm talking about the other side. I'm talking
Oh,
about the other
gotcha.
team. The other
Yeah.
team.
I've never seen Spurs win a trophy in my lifetime. The last time they won the league, I wasn't born yet.
And
And
I have,
you
yeah.
were probably in Argentina participating in a coup or something.
I was learning how to write scripture on rocks, guys. That's what I was trying to do.
Oh, man.
But Matt, let's get back to the game really quick. We talk about Spurs, we talk about United struggling. I really don't think the main media puts enough attention on this West Ham team. For a team that has spent this much money over the last 2 years, I think they are going to have a PSR issue probably this summer. But I think we should be a little bit worried about West Ham moving forward. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, and the thing is too, they have a lot of pieces that teams up in the table would want, but if they lose them all, they might go down. Because like, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think Arsenal needs some attacking up top. I would love if Jared Bowen can come over on a free. Like, I would die happy.
I would 100% take a Bowen or a Kudus. I mean, those two players alone, Paqueta's in there, and they like the fact that they have our 17th place, 16th place.
Let me
Let me
check.
double check
I have the
it.
table up on my other monitor.
Yes.
They are in 17th place. The only reason they are safe is they have 37 points, and the other team, closest team, is Ipswich Town with 22. What I truly find amazing is that the mythical 40-point barrier, Everton hasn't reached it.
Oh no, it's
United,
30 points.
Spurs, and West. Oh, is it 31?
It's 30 points now.
Oh.
It used to be 40 points when the league was like a little bit more competitive, but now since like, PSR and stuff, the money has pretty much made it hard for these relegation teams to make a fight. But yeah, no, it's insane, Matt. And again, this makes me seriously worry for West Ham next season, especially if Graham Potter is still at the helm. I really think he could be a good manager. He needs time though, but I don't think this team is built for him.
So you want to have this little, actually, I'll save it for stoppage time. I'll try to remember to get back to it. We got to move on here. Yeah, you're right. After I looked at the thing, yeah, West Ham should have beat Spurs.
But last game before we get into Arsenal Chelsea, really, we'll make this one quick. We have a Crystal Palace drawing Forest one to
from
one today.
yesterday.
Yes, on Monday. Matt,
I,
again.
you were happy because you want them out of this race, so it's now a fight between you and Newcastle with Villa being the. It's not four teams scrapping now, it's two.
Well, Villa is only 1 point behind Forest, and Forest is 2 points behind Chelsea and Newcastle. So this race is going to literally go down to the last game of the season, and Chelsea play Forest in the last game of the season.
Oh man, that sucks.
I'm going through it as a Chelsea
But
fan. Anyways,
Palmer's
guys.
back, and he's got a new attitude. He's putting his haters on blast.
We'll get to Chelsea momentarily. Matt, let's talk about your game first. We'll try to make this one quick.
I hated that game. All right. Set the stage, guys. Bournemouth 2, Arsenal 1. Arsenal looked like they were playing at 60% power. Bournemouth got their first ever win at the Emirates. It made me,
Arsenal at home.
yeah, it got me very worried for tomorrow. Me and Reese were talking before the game, the recording here, that I am taking a half day because I cannot go back to work if PSG beat us. And if we do win, I will probably finish off the 3 beers I have in my fridge.
And maybe call out tomorrow.
I can't call out.
I'm
I
just
don't
kidding.
have enough
I'm kidding.
vacation time or any sick time left. I'm saving it all.
There you go. Now, Matt, let's be real. What went wrong in this game for you guys from what you saw?
What I see was that Arsenal's 11 matching Bournemouth's original 11. It was a 1-1 draw the way that they were playing. However, Arsenal didn't have any game changers on their bench. And this is why I think it's going to happen because we don't have any game changers. We have to get the lead and then we bring in like for like and rest some people. The problem is that too many people need rest and there's not enough bodies to fill those spots. And Bournemouth's subs did Arsenal in. All that extra energy late in the game just collapsed Arsenal for like in that 5 minute period, and they were done. Rice didn't have it up his hops anymore.
The good news is, Matt, I'll be honest, I'm still not worried for you guys, obviously, but what I'm happy is, not what I'm happy. What's good for you guys is once this game tomorrow is over,
The
you guys,
season decided.
well, not even that. You can fo I'm not saying that. You could focus on the league until that Champions League final if you make it, but they can lock back into the league. You'll still get top four. I'm not worried about Arsenal. I think this game
You
was taken
draw
out of
Liverpool, draw Newcastle, and beat Southampton, and you're in top four.
I think fans have taken this game out of context. I don't think it's as big of a loss as people are making it out to be.
Well, from somebody watching, it was very deflating because you're just like, you've never driven stick shift, right?
No, sir, in my 100,000
So
years.
it's looked like Arsenal were trying to drive on a freeway in third gear for anyone out there who understands what I'm
I get the
talking about.
reference. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not. It was not good. But who knows? They may, because like, I don't know. I'm watching, so get watching Inter Barcelona today. Just both those Inter lost this weekend again. Who knows what can happen when you got the Champions League? Who knows if they give them a little bit of smelling salts or something before the match? I don't know.
What's your prediction for two Wednesday?
I'm hoping
Tomorrow.
Arsenal to PSG nil.
There you go.
I'm,
Do it
that's
for them,
my hope.
Gooners.
My heart says that. My head says Arsenal 2, PSG 1, goes through extra time, no goals, goes through shootout, and it's a coin toss.
Gotcha. Into the last game of the weekend slate, we have Chelsea beating Liverpool 3-1. Matt, I haven't watched my team beat Liverpool in 10 games, Matt. Through two scoreless draws in an FA Cup in a Carabao Cup final, they went to extra time. It went to penalty in those two games, and they lost because Kepa costed them both. I haven't seen my team fucking beat this team when Kai Havertz scored a header from behind his back over the Alisson in that game, and we still drawed because Lukaku was off about 10 times. Matt, I'm very happy we finally. Not even the fact that we have it was a big win for top four. It's about the fact that we haven't beaten this team in so long. Sorry.
Well, you guys are good to see that. Reece leaned in so much, I could see the backs of his molars. He looked like when like the Joker starts a video on a jumbotron in Gotham City with his smile in there. Hello, bats. But I watched this game and I couldn't believe what I saw. This looked like the Chelsea from the beginning of the season. And Liverpool looked like they were just kind of giving up because Trent Alexander-Arnold officially announced he's going to Real Madrid. It just seems like the mood's changed. They got the, it. What's funny is this is the first time I remember seeing in a while where the fans are happy they won, but it also seems like doom and gloom.
I mean,
And they're eating each other alive over the Trent issue.
watching the game, you would think that they did not care that they were losing, but on social media, they 100% looked like they care. Yeah, Trent, I don't under you know my point. My side of this, I don't understand the hate for Trent leaving. Like, it just doesn't, it's pointless.
No, I don't either. Well, because I hate to lose Bukayo Saka, but Bukayo Saka won me two Premier Leagues, a Champions League, FA Cup, League Cup multiple times. I mean,
Been there since he was an academy kid.
yeah, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I would like to get some money for him, but I understand it. Sometimes you just need to go. I've gone through spots at my job where I just basically put out feelers and see if anyone's looking for somebody with my skill set. Because sometimes you just need a change, and sometimes it hasn't happened since you and me have been friends. But so you just got to put them. Sometimes you do need a change.
100%. 100%. I got nothing to say to that.
It's not like he like if William Saliba is to leave to join him this year. And we get no money somehow from some shenanigans with like a buyback clause from like that Saint-Étienne's team, and then they sell him to Real Madrid for like £30 million, what we paid for him, and no trophies. Gabriel's hurt. There's question marks. I'd be mad. But if William Saliba wins us the Champions League this year, next year we win the Prem, and then his contract's up and he goes to Real Madrid on a free, I'd be like, I'm annoyed, but I understand. it. I get it. He Real
Yeah.
Madrid's the team you want to play for. They got the aura. It's like in baseball. Remember, everyone always wanted to play for the Yankees?
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of changed now, but I can't think of, like guys are going to Kansas City now because they are on cheaper contracts because they want to go play for a team that they know they can get a ring at.
LeBron went to the Miami Heat.
Yeah, there. Oh, good example right there.
Kevin Durant went to the Warriors. It's
It
quite a
happens.
lifetime,
But hey, man, if I was in the NBA, I want to play with Dwayne Wade too. I
Yeah,
mean,
me
that guy
too.
looks like he smells like amazing.
And on that note, back to the game, guys. Enzo Fernandez got a very early goal in the 3rd minute, and then Cole Palmer cooked Tsimikas
Yeah.
for an assist to the own goal, and then Cole Palmer scored a penalty. I'll be
Cole's
honest with you.
back.
I mean, he scored a penalty. He had that opportunity that hit the post on the side.
But he's got an anger in his heart now. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, he looked like he'd been through a character arc that we didn't know about.
Yeah,
Like,
something must have
you
happened
know
in
in
the
video
background.
games or in fantasy shows where like a guy goes away, like in Dragon Ball Z, it always happens where he comes back and it's like, oh crap, Goku learned to teleport.
No, yeah, definitely something's happened or something in the background. He's
Vegeta
just
locked
evolving.
himself in a room and now I can do Super Saiyan 2.5.
Matt, just last thing on this game. The importance of Lavia in the system's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I
You
thought
called it when
Caicedo.
he came in. I was upset that you took Caicedo and Lavia. I didn't understand why, but now I kind of am starting to see what you're using them for.
Yeah. And I didn't think, like, I also thought that, like, Caicedo and Enzo would be enough for that midfield. It's not, you know, it really is a game changer for the midfield. So I'm happy. But into, or sorry, that is the end of our games. Matt, you want to jump into the previews?
Let's pause and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we are back. Let me get the games up and we'll get moving here. My boy Reese needs a nap. All right,
Fuck you.
so Match Week 36 starts off on Saturday. No early game, 7 a.m. we start. Manchester City, the play Southampton. Let me remember the order. This is a done in who sees what. Okay,
No,
so
that's you're right. You're right.
yeah, Manchester City is going to Southampton. Southampton.
I'm gonna go with City 3-0.
I'm gonna go with you on that. I don't think Southampton's got much fight left in them. All right. Next
I agree with
Saturday
that.
game, we have Everton traveling to Fulham.
Interesting game, Matt. I'm gonna go with the 2-2 draw, though.
I think Fulham's gonna do this 2-1.
ESR brace, you're right. Put it in.
All right. Still at 7 a.m. on Saturday, May 10th, Mother's Day Eve. We got Brighton traveling to Wolves. Two teams that are not allowed to fight for, but Brighton seems to still have something in their tank. Are they fighting for Europa League?
Let's
They're in
see.
10th right now.
Yeah, they can get into con. No, I don't even think. Yeah, they can get into conference, maybe. Depending
Yeah, I think
on
it's
how
going
the
to be
top
tight,
five
though.
works. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Wolves 1-0, Cunha.
I'm gonna go Brighton 1-0.
Gotcha.
Brentford traveled to Ipswich Town. I think this is a 2-1 or 2-0 beating from Brentford to Ipswich all over it.
Give me Kieran McKenna and the boys. 1-0. Come on. Up
I think
my
we're
boy.
disagreeing a little bit this week. Normally we agree a lot.
It's
All
Mother's
right.
Day weekend.
9:30 a.m. Saturday game. Aston Villa, the Villains, travel to Bournemouth to the capital, to your neighborhood. Oof. Or no, Bournemouth, never mind. I'm thinking mixing Brentford and Bournemouth. They're traveling to the South Coast. My bad, guys.
You're good, you're good. Villa is, this is like their biggest game, I think, of the rest of the season, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they have Spurs and United the last two games. So I think this is their biggest game. If they can beat Bournemouth, I think they have a good shot, depending on if the other teams fall. But I'm going to go with the 1-0 to Villa.
I'm gonna go 1-1 draw. I think the cherries are flying high. They have a chance to get Europa League, maintain it.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Sunday. Why is it not at 4 a.m., Reese?
Don't even get me started, dude.
4 a.m. Chelsea traveled to Newcastle on Sunday, on Mother's Day. You're gonna make this man get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch his team in a bloodbath on the day he celebrates his mom.
Chelsea's biggest game of the season, man, at 4 a.m.
This is bullshit.
And then, you know, it's okay because your game, it's okay because your game is prime time, so I'll let it slide. But they couldn't have done the 6:15 slate. Like, you can't put, you know, Spurs Palace at 4 a.m. Are we serious? Come on, man.
Ah, bullshit. I'm going 1-1.
Yeah, I honestly would be okay with that result. But Matt, I'm gonna go with the Newcastle 2-1 win. I think they're too clinical.
Their game this week gives me hope for you. All right. So this might be the game coming up where Man United get their 3 points that I have talked about. With winger Harry Maguire, 6:15 a.m. on Sunday, West Ham traveled to the Theatre of Dreams to face Manchester United.
Yeah, Maraguadona. Oh, I tried. Maguire Donna. There you go. Sorry. I'm gonna go with 1-0 United.
I like how Bruno and Maguire are the only ones keeping these guys in games.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's crazy.
Like, I hate to say it, if Man United win the Europa League and somehow win these next couple of games, he's not world class, but Harry Maguire is up a slot on the player ratings.
I think he is a starting 11 player next season for United, man. I think it's a. I
Remember when
think
they were
he's
thinking about selling him to
the
West Ham a few years back? And
best.
Harry was out the door, but Harry said, "No, I'm staying. I am fighting for my place."
Yeah, they declined bids, man. They wanted to keep him too. So, hey, respect to Harry, man.
I predict for my thing here, because I predicted they'd already win this game. I'm sticking with my original prediction. Man United win. I don't know the score.
Got you. What's next up, man?
What did you predict?
I had 1-0 to United.
Oh. Gotcha. All right. We got Leicester traveling to Nottingham Forest. Could Jamie Vardy secure Forest playing in a lower Europa
No,
Conference, Europa League? Or
I'm gonna go 4-0 to Forest, man. I think
Oh,
it's no.
I'm going 2-2 draw.
Let's hear the logic behind that.
Jamie Vardy's putting himself in the shop window. He would put on a show this weekend, the one that just passed. He was showing people that he's still got the fight, that he's cracking himself out on Red Bulls. I mean, allegedly Leicester gave him a lot of them as a going away present.
Isn't he like 35?
Yeah.
All right, respect.
No, I think
The
he's closer
conditioning
to 40. You
and
look
he's
it up
drinking
while
Red
I'm going on to the next
Bull.
match.
What's up?
I'm curious how old Jamie is. I think he's 36.
I know
All
he's. I know he's at least 35.
right. Yeah, check that for us for the end of the pod. Next up, we have Crystal Palace traveling to North London to play Tottenham Hotspur, another 6:15 a.m. game.
Gonna go with it's Crystal Palace Spurs.
Yes, Crystal Palace playing at Spurs.
Crystal Palace. Vardy is 38 years old, by the way, guys.
Somebody being in his 40s, I tell you, man,
Eleven
on
goals and
him.
assist. 11 goals and assist, man. Come on.
I have Crystal Palace winning this game 2-1.
I'm gonna also agree with you and go
I
two to
think if
one.
they beat Bodo Glimt, they're safe. It doesn't matter. They're going to rest their guys. They're going to rotate their starters out, put people in the massage chairs. They're going to be like in those, you remember those things on the internet that you stick your legs in, like water massagers?
Yep.
They're going
People
to
get
have their,
pedicures
like,
and them or something.
starting players. They're going to play the academy kids if they beat Bodo Glimt tomorrow or Thursday.
I'm gonna go with I'm gonna agree with you 2-1 to Palace.
All right. Guard of Honor game. Arsenal travel to Anfield. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to do two scenarios. If Arsenal beat PSG tomorrow, they're going to lose this game 2-1. If they lose to PSG tomorrow, it's going to be a 1-1 draw.
So you think if when it rains it'll pour? Is that what you're telling me? Okay. I disagree, Matt. I think either way Arteta will focus back on the league before the end of the season. I'm gonna go with a 2-1 Arsenal win.
I hate to say, if you beat PSG tomorrow, this would be the game I'd rotate my guys out for.
Liverpool just looked so checked out this past weekend, and I know it was just only a week after. Maybe they will lock back in before the end of the season, but I think you guys are in such good form right now, even with the, I guess, the issue at the weekend.
Well, the other thing too is Arteta, Arsenal fans have put out on the internet that you don't have to give the winning team a guard of honor.
Yeah.
What if Arsenal doesn't do it? I think the Liverpool fan, that would be a cauldron of hate if they don't do it.
I think it would be a little disrespectful considering it's
You're the second place team.
well, and it's also there's still like three or four games left. Like, I feel like only United is qualified to do that because this doesn't this give them more Premier League titles or like overall top flight
They're
titles
tied
than
for
United?
2020, but they have more
So
trophies now. I think they've always had more trophies, but now they're inching ahead.
there you go, man. I don't
Because
know.
last year they were tied, and this year, but United can also tie it up again if they get the Europa League.
Yeah.
But that covers our games. I'm trying to remember my stoppage time question for you. But the first one is, dude, stoppage time. How amazing was that game today?
Matt, it was first off one of
So
the
let's
best.
set the stage for the people
Yeah.
so they know what we're discussing.
So Barcelona was eliminated today from the Champions League.
Playing
Four
away
to
at
three.
Inter.
4-3 by Inter.
After a 3-3 draw. So the meme going around is these two Champions League draw title or matches is basically puppet Cell fighting puppet Goku,
Yep, yep.
and the real Cell fighting Goku is Inter Barcelona. And it's crazy because it's 3-3. So Inter scored 7 goals in 2 games and Barcelona scored 6 goals for a total of 13 goals in the span of a week.
It was one of the best series of Champions League matches that I've ever seen, Matt. I think it's at least top three. The only I there they scored the most goals in a two-legged series since like the 2017-2018 season. I forgot who it was, but it was like Real
I'm gonna be
Madrid
honest
or
with you. If you take emotion out of this, it's the best Champions League game I've seen. And I'm
yeah.
an Arsenal fan who watched my team go to the Bernabeu with them saying that basically freaking Ancelotti's gonna blind them with his cloak like he's Gandalf, and the players are gonna descend from heaven as angels and all this stuff. Like,
Yeah.
and I was so like defeated by it, and then the players just like, no, this Real Madrid team is just shit.
Matt, just really quickly, Matt, at the end of the game, like for Tessie's goal, like to seal the
Oh my
win,
God.
like
I loved how he climbed up the
yeah.
cage wall like he's a
Wow.
UFC fighter.
What I'm
I
saying,
couldn't
man.
believe that, man.
I'm
Because
telling
I don't
you.
have much experience in Serie A. I've been writing about Inter versus AC and how they share that stadium.
Yeah.
But I've never been to that stadium. I've seen clips of it, but it's always been the games where they basically rotate for home and away, where it's like because they rotate because they share the stadium. And
Yeah.
it's a weird setup in Italy.
I think the San Siro is a bucket list stadium that I want to visit. I've told you like about my love for these Italian teams, like for Inter and Milan, and dude, they're just such well-run clubs, like versus some of the people in the Premier League. Like, although they share a stadium, they hate each other so much. Like, it just doesn't make any sense in my head for that reason. But dude,
Well,
that's a
you look at it in
system.
Italy, in the big teams like Lazio shares it with Roma. It's just I think each city gets one massive venue, and but it's crazy is then when I was traveling around Buenos Aires, it's like in the capital. I think there's like six or eight teams that all are in the top flight at any given time,
Yeah.
or not the cap, not the cap, including the area to the southeast of the capital, where Boca is and Racing and Independiente are. But in like the proper, there's like 8 to 10 stadiums of just teams in this space the size of like the New York City if you mashed all the boroughs together.
Yeah. And like Napoli is, I think Conte is going to win the league with like Scott McTominay, like as one of their best players this
Hey,
season. Like
don't diss McTominay, man.
it's
He
just no,
him
but it's
it.
just it's comical for United at this point. It's just comical,
It's
dude.
comical to me because Real Betis is going to face you with Antony if
Yeah, it's a fever dream for United fans at this point.
Like, there's rumors going around that Bayern Munich want to buy Anthony for 60 million pounds. They might not break even, but they might mitigate their losses.
That would be a decent return, honestly.
Because I guess the rumor is that he's just done. He doesn't want to deal with them anymore. He's going to want to go out on a loan again if they don't let him go.
Damn. I thought he would stay, if anything. That's kind of crazy.
Well,
If
those are
they
just
make the
rumors,
champion,
man. And
if
they're
he makes
just
the Champions
rumors.
League, I think he would stay, but
Yeah.
it's just rumors.
But I can't remember my other stoppage time question, but do you have anything for me?
No, sir, guys, that was a big episode. We will see you guys next week because it is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to your mother's mother
Back at you,
effers.
Reese.
And Matt, close us out, my friend.
Oh, hey, Tom's bringing me tacos for Taco Tuesday. Quote LeBron.
Yes, sir.
Hey, LeBron, if you're going to sue us, please come on the podcast first. But all right, guys, you ready to go, Reese?
Yes, sir. Close us out, my
We've
friend.
long and watched some football, lads. There's still 3 weeks of this left, four for our teams at the Cups. Here we go.
Yes,
Bye.
sir.